Well, it is the most satisfying thing I've been reading up to now. I've been researching that through the Tibetan books that I saw this now. And the vision beyond the
In your country, people would like it.
What?
In your country.
Oh, yes.
They would like these ideas?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, this is I have such a keen interest in going to see what the situation is because I haven't been to Venice.
Oh, Venice.
Yes. So it would be so fantastic to present them a platform of religion.
It is not
so lively.
Religion, of course it is religion. But the religion, as it is misunderstood in European countries, religion is a kind of faith. But it is not like that. It is science. It is fact. Religion, you have got some faith that may not be right, may be wrong. Just like the Christian religion, they have got faith in this way, that animal has no soul. You know that?
Yes.
That's not a fact.
Uh-huh.
Do you agree or not?
I do.
Animal has soul. Has soul.
Yes.
Why do they disagree that animal has no soul? What is it? Plant. Why don't they say?
Because they don't like to identify themselves with animals. Because if they admit the dependence of the soul, then they have to identify. I mean, they are afraid of identifying with animals. They feel they are superior to animals. We are superior to animals indeed. But
that is by intelligence.
What?
We are superior to animals.
Yes.
By superior intelligence.
Yes. Of course.
Not by, it's like a human child. His father is superior.
Yes.
That's the child. Because his father has got superior intelligence.
Yes.
Not that the child has no soul.
Yes.
The child talks so many nonsense things. But we take it
as
after child. Nobody cares whether it is symmetrical or not. Because his intelligence is not developed. So, even the animals have no developed intelligence, that does not mean it has no soul. Yes. The evolution of different types of bodies means evolution of intelligence. Just like a flower, in the bud stage, the flower is there, but the fragrance and the beauty has not yet developed. So unless the things are there, how it can develop? Similarly, the soul is there in every living entity. But according to the development of the body, evolution of the body, the intelligence becomes manifest. Otherwise, what is the meaning of education? Education means to develop the intelligence. That is education.
Are you thinking of formal education now?
Many education. You tell a child to the standard of that education and he will develop his intelligence.
Yes.
A child who does not know what is what, the father says, this is my girl, child, it is watch. Once, twice, thrice, we call what we learn. This is what. Jaya, Hare Krishna. That was as well here. Again, I think. One has to awaken the intelligence. So that supreme intelligence is Krishna consciousness. When one comes to the point of supreme intelligence, that is called Krishna consciousness. Just like a rose flower, when it comes to the full blooming state, it is very beautiful, fragrant, like that. So when a living entity comes to the understanding of his constitutional position, what he is actually, and acts like that, that is called Krishna consciousness. Then it is full development. That is called Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi is there, intelligence is there. And when it is fully developed for understanding Krishna, that is called Buddhi Yoga.
Buddhi Yoga.
Yes. Buddhi Yoga. The Bhagavad Gita is described. Buddhi Yoga Dadamitam. Buddhi Yoga means the intelligence, but don't come near. The intelligence which gets the living entity back to home, back to us. That is called Buddhi Yoga. Any yoga system means connecting link with the Supreme. When we speak of Buddhi Yoga, that is the ultimate yoga. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginamati sarvesam madgatantaram. All different types of yoga practice. The most important and topmost yoga practice is to think of Krishna always within time. That is being practice. Hare Krishna. The topmost yoga. Hare Krishna. You have experience, try to understand the philosophy. Give it to your country. Your country is a most important country in Europe.
Yes.
Roman civilization.
Yes.
Yes. Greek civilization, Roman civilization, is the beginning of European civilization.
Yes.
So your position is very nice.
Well, yes. When I was a child, I was brought up to go to the mass every morning, and I used to answer in Latin, you know, and serve the priest.
Ah,
yes. Even twice a day, yes. Until the age of 14, and every day to catechism. And then I left alone, you know, by my own will.
Yes.
Then. It's fantastic to go back with the background of
the
knowledge of Krishna and talk to them about Krishna.
Yes.
Yes.
Boy, he's going to develop our Italian center, Rome.
Oh. The personal and impersonal features of Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna being at the same time infinite expansion of energy and also being form. A person.
Yes,
not a person.
He's like person.
Yes,
originally he's person.
But in the heart, you know.
That is another expansion of Krishna.
Another explanation.
Another expansion.
Yes, another expansion. Oh, I see.
Localized.
Ah, localized. But would you please tell me...
That's like the sun.
Yes.
Of the moon. There is the sun god, or the moon god,
yes,
within the planet.
Yes.
That is the original. And then the sun globe, it is localized.
Yes.
And then the sun sign and the moon sign. Hare Krishna, are you what is impersonal and personal?
Yes.
What is that? Repeat it, what I said.
If I understand what is personal and impersonal.
Yes, what is that, personal and impersonal?
Is that Krishna also has a... Is a person is not only all pervading abstract energy.
He's all pervading.
Yes. Yes, but he also is a person.
Not also, he's person. This all pervading influence or all pervading feature,
yes,
is his expansion of energy.
Yes.
The same is done.
Yes, but
the sun sign is the expansion of energy of the sun globe.
Yes.
And the sun globe is the place for the sun god.
Yes.
The sun god is a person.
Yes.
And sun globe is the place where this sun god lives. And sun sign is the expansion of the energy of the sun. Try to understand it very, because this question is very complicated. People cannot understand. You try to understand this. God,
yes,
Krishna,
yes,
is originally a person.
Yes.
Brahmeti, Bhagavaneti, Brahmeti, Paramatma, Bhagavan is just like if you want to see the sun god, there is a person. It's known,
yes,
that his name is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Vivashyam. Imam Vivashyati Yugam Prasthavanahamam. He's a person.
Yes.
Now, you cannot see the person so easily.
Yes, exactly. I wanted to ask you about,
yes,
Krishna in the heart. Could you tell us something about his physiognomy? Physiognomy.
Yes, his physiognomy,
yes,
is Satchidananda Vigraha.
Yes.
That you can understand. Satchidananda. He is eternal.
Yes.
He is full of knowledge. And he is blissful. Satchidananda. Your body, my body, is just opposite. It is not eternal. It is temporary.
Right.
And it is full of ignorance. Therefore, we require knowledge. Little So, this is full of ignorance. And there are so many miseries. So, Krishna hasn't got a body like this. Hare Krishna. Krishna, the body is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. So we can distinguish what is the Krishna's body and what is our body. Understand?
Yes.
Try to understand. What is the nature that is called spiritual body? So, we have got also similar body, but very small. Very small. That is covered by this material. And because in the spiritual body, I am person, I am a form. Therefore, the material elements have taken a form. Just like when your coat is made, It is made according to your body. Because you have got hands, so the coat has got a hand. But the hand of the coat is not real.
No.
The real hand is within the coat.
Yes.
Dehi nasmin tathapi hi. Within.
Yes.
These foolish people do not understand. They take this is hand.
Yes.
This is hand.
Yes.
He does not know that this hand is artificial outward. Real hand is within.
Yes.
This is a misconception. Try to understand. These are very important questions.
Yes.
Because within the court, the real man is there. Therefore, the dress has assumed two hands, two legs, one collar, like that.
Yes.
But this is false.
Yes.
Like this.
Yes.
Real, therefore, every living entity has got form. This is not formless. This less intelligent class of man, because they cannot see the form, it is so small. It is so small that if you divide the top portion of your hair into 10,000 parts.
Your one hair into 10,000 parts.
Huh?
What do you say?
The top portion, tip.
Yes.
Tip of the hair.
Yes.
The point. You divide it into 10,000 parts.
Yes.
And that one part is the form of the soul. But it's such minute, small, because they cannot see, they say, it is nirata. No, it is nothing. It is there. Yes.
When we see Krishna in us, in our hearts,
yes.
The moment Krishna comes, the moment we put the link with him,
huh?
The moment that the link takes place with Krishna in our hearts.
Yes. Krishna is always within your heart.
Yes. But as a moment that ourselves, our soul opens itself and succeeds in putting a link,
huh?
It is a matter of course, it is difficult to explain.
He cannot create God.
No, of course not.
There is Mahamadi philosopher, they create God.
Yes, of course.
They are anthropomorphism. What is that anthropomorphism?
To imagine that God has a form. Man imagines God, and that God exists originally.
Yes.
Man imagines God based on his own form.
Anthropomorphism. They create a form.
Yes.
But that is not the fact.
No, of course. Not.
God has his eternal form.
Yes.
That I explained.
Yes.
Satchitananda Vigraha.
Yes.
Vigraha means form.
Yes.
And it is Satchit Ananda. Means eternal, full of knowledge, and just like Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita, people are expecting, because that is real knowledge. Nobody reads other books so carefully. And the Bhagavad Gita is read all over the world. All big scholars, big philosophers, theologians, they read. Because that is real knowledge. That is the proof. It is real knowledge. Chit. Sat chit. And one is giving real knowledge, it is natural conclusion, he has got eternal body. He cannot get real knowledge because we forget.
Yes.
As we change our body, we forget. Just like at night, He dreams.
Yes.
But he forgets the body, this body.
Yes.
In another body, he goes to some dreamland.
Yes.
So because he changed body, therefore he forgets. And because Krishna is giving knowledge, perfect, past, present and future, therefore means that he has got eternal body. This is the proof. One should understand everything with logic.
Yes.
Is it not? We forget because we have no eternal body. Last birth, what I was, what you are, you have forgotten. Because same body.
Yes.
Death means forgetting. So, because Krishna is giving perfect knowledge of past, future and present, therefore it is to be understood that he has got eternal body. And eternal body means there is no misery. Misery means janma mrityu jarabhyadi. To take birth, to die, ready. And to suffer from disease, to suffer from old age. These are the miseries. So because Krishna hasn't got this temporary body, therefore he is not suffering from these things. Therefore Krishna is always a young man. He'll never see Krishna's picture as old man. Because he is eternal body. This is the conclusion.
In our heart.
No, heart or not heart. Your heart or not heart. But Krishna's position is like that. He has got eternal body. He is blissful because there is no misery. Temporary body means there is misery. So many miseries. At least these four miseries. Birth, death, old age and disease. So eternal body has no such miseries. Therefore it is blissful. Therefore, it is full of knowledge. See, as soon as you get your eternal body, which is already there, within this temporary body, then you also become blissful and full of knowledge. That is oneness. One in quality. Krishna has got this body, eternal, blissful, full of knowledge. So when you get this body, then you are becoming equal in quality, not in quantity. Your question is answered?
Yes.
If you have got any doubt, you can still ask.
Maybe may I emphasize,
We have got your photo.
Yes.
So, but the difference is that your photograph and you are different.
Yes.
Because the photograph is of the temporary body.
Yes.
Therefore it is not absolute. But Krishna, being everything, Krishna's photography is also Krishna.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Is it all right?
Yes.
Krishna is everything. So his photograph is also Krishna. It is not that foolish people, they want to see a photograph. No. It is reality.
Yes?
It is reality.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Krishna is everything. Can you explain? That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Who can explain? Explain? Yes? Humihinga po nga na loob araw. Because this material world needs these elements. This earth, this water, then fire, then air, then sky. Five elements. So what are these elements? These elements are Krishna's energy.
Material
energy. Yes. And the living entity, they are also energy. Spiritual energy. Two energies.
Yes.
Two energies means it's like fire. Fire has got two energies. Heat and light. Similarly, the whole creation is combination of Krishna's energy. Therefore, everything is Krishna. Is it not?
Yes.
Okay. It's like you take milk. From milk you prepare, suddenly milk prepares. You prepare dugard, you prepare ghee, you prepare rasgulla, you prepare barfi and so on. Yeah. But therefore actually, all of them are milk.
Yes.
This is it. And a different combination. In the milk, if you put some sour thing, it becomes sugar. But it is milk. And the sour thing also, which is put into the milk, that is also Krishna. Krishna, he is originally a person, try to understand. And all these energies are in person. It's like, I am a person, you are a person. But when I my temperature is impersonal. Is it not?
Yes.
I've got temperature. If you put thermometer, that is impersonal. So person is the origin. And the impersonal temperature is energy.
Yes. And the difference between the personalist and the personalist is that the impersonalist does not believe.
No, believe you don't believe or not believe doesn't matter.
Yes.
We are explaining science. If somebody says, no, there is no temperature, that is foolishness. There is temperature. How can you say there is no temperature? There is temperature. Even if you go to the water, there is temperature. Everywhere, because the elements are all there. Moving up another life, yeah, there. Beginning is the akash, ether. The ether is in the air is in the fire is in the water, and the earth is in the water. This is this. And the earth will find everything.
The earth.
Will find air, ether, water, fire, everything. And the final state, it is ether.
Yes.
The original. So, suppose I am breathing. It is ethereal. But, so many things are coming. If I am contaminated, by touching my breathing, it will be contaminated. And it will come out as disease.
Can you repeat?
It's like this breathing.
Yes.
It is ethereal.
Yes.
But if there is potency, by being contaminated by my breathing, you become contaminated. And it comes out again as disease. So, the ethereal composition is the origin. Then gradually it develops. Ether into air, air into fire, fire into water, water into earth. It should have the gross thing. They have the gross thing coming into existence from subtle things. They do not know it. That is less intelligent. We cannot think very, what is called, minutely.
And beyond
either, that's why the same example. The breathing is coming from a person.
Yes.
The breathing is impersonal, but it is coming from the person.
Yes.
You know, the originally God is person.
Yes.
In Bhagavad Gita, everything is expressed from me. I am the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartate. And this is how everything is coming from him. And if we understand how it is coming, then we have to accept that it is coming from the person, not from the impersonal. The impersonal is secondary manifestation of the person. That's like the fire. Fire is the origin. It has got a form. But secondary manifestation of the fire is heat and light. Not that.
The second manifestation of fire.
Fire is heat and light.
And fire is?
Fire is the origin.
The origin.
Yes. That is form.
Yes.
That is not formless.
No, that's
form. Heat may be formless. Light may be formless. But fire is not formless. Peter? If you have got intelligence, then from the formless you can approach the form. That's like the sun sign. Signing is formless. If you have got power, go to the sun planet. And if you go to the sun planet, you see the sun god. But we cannot go, we cannot appreciate that there is a person who is known as sun god. But it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Imam Vivasati Yogam Prasamaya. The name is also given. What is the name of that person?
Recently what we read from the papers, nobody tells us that there is a moon god over there. Although they have gone to a particular one place only or two, three places only, not the whole one.
Yeah.
Still, nobody confirmed this. Nobody is there.
But these bodies are imperfect. They are not perfect. The moon may not be exposed to them, these aspects. Because a king is not exposed to the ordinary man. Unless one is fit to see him, king is not exposed. But that doesn't mean there is no king. If some rascal says there is no president, there is no king, that is his rascaldom. Not that there is no king, no president. He cannot see. He has not that quality. Is that correct?
Yes.
One who has no qualification, he says, because he could not see somebody, he says, there is no such existence. Is that good conclusion?
Good
He is a rascal. He is not fit to be seen by the great personality. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samabhitaha. You cannot see the sun god. Doesn't mean there is no sun god. What is the value of your eyes? It is imperfect. You are seeing the sun just like a dish. But it is 1400 times bigger than the stars. Can you see? So what is the power of your thing? Whatever you see, that is defect. So don't be proud of seeing. What is your eye? Tell the value of your eye. You cannot see in the eyelid. Can you see the eyelid? Only it is attached to your eyeballs. So what is the power? Why you are so much proud of seeing? First of all, understand that I am so defective. I cannot see perfectly, properly. And you want to see God with this defective eyes?
Arjuna also said he cannot see.
Yes. You are speaking with Krishna still. He said that I cannot see. That is a fact. Mahanyana-charita bhakti vilojanena santa-sadaiva vilopayanti. If you have got qualified eyes, you can see Krishna always, 24 hours. So you have to qualify, purify, sarva-pādhi-vinaya. You are seeing, you are trying to see God as American, as Indian, as this and that, with that eyes you cannot see. When you are neither American, nor Indian, nor Brahman, nor Shudra, your pure spirit, then you can see. They want to remain with this designation body and want to see God. That is not good. To enter fire, you have to become fire. Otherwise, it will be not possible to enter fire. So without Brahma realization, you cannot understand what is Krishna. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma.
Pata. It is there. What is it? It is there. It is salt. Salt. And the whole ocean is also salt. That is Tattamas. You are also salty, if I say. It's a drop of the water, I say. So this is also salt. And that is Tattamas. Not that he has become the whole sea. This is Atma. God create another ocean in the sky.
Then you have God.
When there is some tooth pain, you go to the doctor and you are God. You see how much nonsense there. As soon as there is tooth pain, this time I am not God. I am patient. But these things are going on. I have seen so many gods. I have seen one. That happened.
You see?
You see, philosophy, by misunderstanding, the whole world has become atheist. All rascals. Atheist means rascal number one, Mula, Asuri, Bhavamas. As soon as one becomes atheist, he is rational number one.
What? Just in the beginning, when they are in the Vaivaric world, when they are atheist, then they are in the Vaivaric
world. They say that we have not seen God.
But they need the support of God in the beginning. Without that, they cannot go to that trance.
That is all. Therefore, that proves. They cannot become atheists. If somebody says that I do not believe in God, this saying will be stopped immediately by God. He cannot do anything. That is God. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mittu sarva harastraham. When God comes as Mittu, then all is talking is finished. I don't believe in God. God, there is no God. Finish. That control that death. Because death takes all your possessions, your talking, your riches, your body, everything will be taken. Now, what you allow? To death overtake it. What do you allow? If you are God, take it.
Yes, we don't allow the death to come.
Yes. Very well done.
This body is supposed to die.
Why suppose? Why suppose? That is ignorance. Suppose. Because he cannot do anything. He suppose.
So
why?
This body is not...
Permanent. But who has made it? You have not made. You make a permanent body. Then you are God.
That nobody can do
it. That way is not God.
There is existence.
He cannot do because there is higher power controlling. God means control. He's controlling you. He cannot do that. Therefore, you are not God. There is a superior controller who does not allow you to do this. You have to abide by the law. This is common sense reason. If you are being controlled, how you become God? God means the supreme controller. Is it all right? So long will be controlled. You are not God. But where is the position that you have no more control? That position is never.
By nature, no doubt about it. Everybody is.
But nature, what is this nature? Nature is an agency of God. By which he controls. That is nature. That I have got a stick, I can beat you. But the stick is not beating. I am beating. This is knowledge. And the last thing we think, the stick is beating. What stick has got power?
Somebody is there.
Yeah, behind the stick there is my hand.
This is the medium.
That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dakshina pragiti shvati satarasaram. Under my control, the nature is working. But these rascals, they do not know. They think nature is working automatically. Even they accept that they cannot control nature. The high is God. You control nature. Suppose behind the nature there is no God. All right, you control the nature. Suppose behind this stick, my hand is working, you cannot see my hand. But you control this stick, which is beating you, which is kicking you. Control that. So you cannot control anything and you have become God. Soham. Tattvamasi, this slogan, misuse. Simply misuse.
It's just something like a small degree.
Yes.
To the people, all that those who are coming.
Childish.
Yes.
Therefore, they have been described as mura. Mura. Mura means a child, they are foolish. No, I am just keeping a mura. Prabhupada Tegara. Prakriti Mahinishthita. Prakriti Mahinishthita. What is that verse? Prakriti Mahinishthita. Param Bhava Vajananda. Mama Bhuta Mahinishthita. Vajananda Mahinishthita. Vajananda. Says, we have another one. This water is Krishna's energy. How can we recruit it? Krishna says it is my energy.
Somebody, sir.
Huh?
Somebody's energy, there is definitely somebody is controlling it.
No, not controlling.
You have to believe or imagine some entity which will be Krishna.
How can you disbelieve? What kind of thing is, how can you disbelieve? Believe or not believe, that is another system. How you can, that this water has come from some source.
Right.
So what is that source?
Some subtle energy.
By all logical research,
you
can come to Bhagavad Gita and find out Krishna is the only person in the whole world who says that it comes from me.
Water comes from your body, perspiration. So why not from Krishna's body? Simple reason. Stop producing water.
Inanimate object, a small material thing, it produces water. And Krishna cannot produce such water. Because we do not go to the right teacher, we do not understand.
That is it. Interpretation of the same
thing. No, same thing means he's a rascal teacher. He's not teacher, he's a cheater. When a cheater takes the place of a teacher, he explains differently. And when a teacher is there, he will explain rightly. Oh, where is the difficulty? Absolute answer.
So,
where is the difficulty to understand Bhagavad Gita? Okay. There is not a single line which is very difficult to understand. Just like Krishna, Krishna says, Imam Vivasati Yogam Praktavanam. I first of all said this philosophy to Vivasan, the Sun God. So where is the difficulty to understand this line? Where is the deal?
Interpretation.
Why they should interpret? Interpretation is required when there is no understanding. If the matter is clearly understood, why interpretation? This is the essence. Everyone understands this is called glass. And where is the use of interpretation? Here is a glass. Everyone can understand or expect it. No. This is meaning this. Why? If the thing is clearly understood, there is no question of interpretation he cannot give. Suppose if you go to the court, if the thing is clearly understood, that this man has committed this criminal activity, he will be punished. So where is the dividend? No, if somebody has, this he should be punished means not now, after 300 years he should be punished. Is that interpretation?
Like
that. It should be punished immediately. That's all.
The material thing we can see from our
power. Yes, you are material. You are not spiritual. You are a material fool. Why do you interpret? Foolish. Yes.
According to their brain and knowledge.
So that means Ravi's brain. Ravi's brain.
There is a certain limit.
You go interpret and change the law. You go in the law court and interpret in your way. Can you? Interpret in the law court, sir, I have got a different interpretation. Get out. Get out that step from this.
Even the judges, sir, in the Supreme Court.
No.
They go after the interpretation.
No. When it's not an extraordinary thing, meaning of the law is not very clear. That takes place. But when the thing is very clear, there is no question of interpretation.
Why there is a fight? Because what the thing is, the lawyers, they take it in a different way and so they come to the judge.
That's right. But it's not different in such way that you call a spectacle is something else.
But what
is
that?
But you say it
clearly. I told this philosophy. To Vibhusa. Where is the difficulty to understand? Dharma Khetri, Guru Khetri, Samavita, Vibhusa. Dharma Khetri, Guru Khetri, two parties willing to fight, they assemble. Where is the difficulty to understand? Why these last tense is interpreted in a different way?
These are not interpreting that particular word. So the whole thing is...
That way.
There is nothing like
Guru Khetri. Yes.
There is another group of people.
There is
their own brain creation. We should not give them a choice.
What right you have got to interpret?
Whatever it is, they are saying. Material thing, we should not interpret. And we cannot.
But you are not serious. You are not to get you on the spiritual platform. Things have been
spoken by Krishna. And to understand something, you must have had...
How you become all of a sudden spiritual? What is the spiritual? He do not understand what is spiritual. And he say, it is spiritual.
So something which we cannot see by our own eyes. Something
Then why do you interpret? We cannot see, you know, man. You are blind. Why should you interpret?
This is what they ask.
A blind man is interpreting? What is this nonsense?
This is like a sentence.
The blind man is that, the elephant is big killer.
Same thing with the elephant is on its trunk.
This kind of interpretation, what is the meaning?
They don't have that. Complete view
if
of
you are blind, you accept that I am blind man, I cannot study. What is this? That is good.
That is what they say.
You are blind, and by blind eyes, elephant is a killer.
Some other blind will say the trunk.
The blind man has no right to interpret. Right. That is the point.
He must have the
Samagra. Blind man, you are blind man, remain as a blind man. Don't talk nonsense. That is our protest. Why should you interpret? You are blind man.
They should not try to just create the meaning of it.
How do we tell the difference between a blind man and one who can...
Anyone can understand. Any foolish man can understand. There is a blind man. There is a man with eyes. Do not beg me. Why the question? One cannot see, there is blind man. Everyone knows.
The interpretation is just opposing Krishna.
That's all.
No,
yes, that is the main point. That is the main point. They counsel to kill Krishna. Let Krishna come out and I shall kill him. The counsel pillar. All these aspects, they don't give any importance to Krishna. All these things.
This Shankaracharya has written that Krishna has to come. No?
This Shankaracharya is not blind man.
Yes, we can.
But those who are rascals, blind, why do they interpret? They should not interpret.
Yes.
He's coming from Europe. Yes. He's never mentioned. The only policy is how to kill Krishna.
You never mentioned name of the Krishna.
These important writers that have been read throughout Europe, France and England, but it's no importance for the moment. They have never tried to give a lively idea of Krishna, the pastimes and the youthfulness, the liveliness of this. It's not given, and they would take yes, that's it. Yes,
it is a pardon.
Which book you read?
Well, I've read every book that comes in the
first class impact. He's a first-class blind man.
I know it's right, but it's not.
First-class blind.
No, but still, he appreciates Krishna. He has never told
me.
I've studied it. No. He's a Brahmana, Hindu Brahmana. How he can defy Krishna?
That's what I say. On the contrary, he is also a bhakta of Krishna, but he says that after, say, bhakti, devotion, Radha Krishna.
Radha Krishna.
I don't know. President of India.
Rejection is a different thing. Our book is there in London. This book is rejected.
No, formally it was.
He has written from a different point of view. We write now.
No, why? What? Why? That is the
problem. You are putting your idea as a best idea.
That is the idea. Why you should put a different point of view?
Point. What is the difficulty?
That's why Radha Krishna says, Manmana, Bhavamad, Bhaktamad, Jani. It is not to Krishna the person. This is how much Raskin. Krishna says, you become my devotee, and he is interpreted, it is not to Krishna the person. This is.
Krishna says, surrender everything, that's all.
Don't put apna masala.
And they say, no, do your...
Krishna says that you surrender. He says, it is not to Krishna. That's how much rascal he is. And now if I say, then people will be angry. If I say rascal,
you actually mean to say that these people who have been writing from taking special Bhagavad Gita, and Samuvada, Vedic scriptures. Do you think that the fact that he mentioned, I've been thinking that maybe they were not talking about, they don't talk about Krishna, just to say maybe they might have thought, well, people don't know who is Krishna, therefore I only say God.
But why? Krishna is there.
Or do you think that they, there was a purpose in their, or
purpose,
in
yes.
their mind? Or
not to give importance to Krishna.
That is going on. Self only.
Our association, our society is protesting. Therefore, we are enemy of everyone. Because we are protesting against
you. Yes.
But you cannot do it. You cannot. As soon as you are, why you are declined, he is also incarnation of God. What man is of God? The rascal who says, I should be incarnation of God. See? I am not so fool. Huh? Krishna says that, what is that? Kamaskrita hitabhyana jajante annadevata. A person who is lost of his intelligence, he worships demigod. And a person worshipping a demigod, he becomes God. You see? He's a nonsense, Nashta Buddha, because he's worshipping demigod. And by worshipping demigod, he becomes God. Where is this? In this hospital? This rascal demigod. First of all, anyone who worships a demigod is a rascal. And it is advertised by worshipping such and such demigod, a rascal has become God. And we have to accept that. We are not so foolish. First of all, he's a rascal. He has no knowledge. And one who has no knowledge and rascal, then he has become God. We have to accept.
But then the people do not find him.
Why? That is rascal
down.
If you do not find any difference between me and my disciple, then you are foolish man. If you say,
you're born foolish.
Well, born foolish that he has to become intelligent. But when he talks foolishly, he remains foolish.
So far he's not enlightened.
If he talks foolishly, that means he is still foolish. He has not attained any knowledge.
But after getting the knowledge,
if he talks foolishly,
no, after getting the knowledge, then knowledge means when we have completely know the Supreme Personality is God. Krishna.
Yeah.
Then it is all right.
Yeah.
But then those who have got no knowledge about all these things, so they must be worshipping some devi.
But why they take the position of a teacher? They should remain foolish. But I have still to love.
They should not say that I have already performed. That is the thing. They should not claim like that.
That is our problem. That you are a foolish. Why you are taking the position of a teacher? You are foolish. You are rascal. You don't take the position of a teacher, then you are a cheater. First of all, make your life. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. First of all, make your life successful. Then you become teacher, paropokar. And you are a fool number one and you are going to make paropokar. Garibdhanara. When they take the position of teacher, they not only do harm to themselves, but to others. So our protest is that you are a fool until you go to hell. Why you induce others to go to hell?
We want to
complain. Huh?
No, that is...
This is very dangerous. If I know that I am blind, why should I ask other blind men all right to come behind me? I shall cross in the ocean. Why is cheating? You say that I am blind man. You are also blind man. So I cannot guide you. That is sincere. That is sincere. Very much killer all over the world due to this rascal philosophy that a blind man leading others.
So they should be delivered from this gross ignorance. But we are being led by Krishna. Let God realize the Buddha said. They cannot see. He's blind. How he can see? No. Believe or can't, don't believe.
So we have a spiritual eye or something which is beyond our body. And so, why we are drowsing or say why we are just galloping in a different way, because everybody says it is beyond your control.
So, you require the help of a man who has got eyes. So, unless you are sure that this man has got eyes, why did you take care of? That is another ignorance. If I know the man who proposes to lead me, he is also black, why can I take his help?
I am also blind, but just trying to find out the way.
Yeah. So find out the right way. Find out a man who has got the eyes.
But right, everything is right.
When everything is right, that is your misfortune. You do not know. That is your misfortune. Because you know the right man is Krishna, everyone knows. But your misfortune, you do not accept Krishna, he accepts something. Then we accept Krishna.
But
everyone knows.
Generally, while people, they don't go blind. That is what the difficulty is.
No,
they
go blind.
They open their eyes. They want to have opened their mind, and still they wanted to see Krishna.
If there is doubt, why shall I accept a person who is doubtful? Why not accept a person who is without doubt? Krishna has accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead by all acharyas. All acharyas. So why not accept Krishna? Why imitation Krishna? This Krishna, that Krishna, then Krishna. That is our position. You accept Krishna and be led by him, the path is clear.
Clear.
Yes. That you are searching after some leader. Take this leader, Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. You have taken, you also take. We don't say anybody else. No. We are fools. We do not know if there is anybody. So we are fools. Let us remain like a fool like that. And say, follow Krishna. That's all. This is Krishna consciousness. We don't say that I have got eyes, I have got a full knowledge. No, we don't say that. Krishna says. That's all. This is our verse. We request that he said, Krishna will be beneficial. And actually it is being done. We don't present a false person. We present the real person, Krishna. Now, if you are misfortunate, you cannot pay. That is your business. That is your business.
Open. Everybody can.
Yes? Jare tare kaho, Krishna obodhis. You speak only Krishna's words. He doesn't say your words. Your interpretation. This is nonsense. Krishna word. What Krishna has said, that's it. Then he becomes Krishna. Amara Jai Guru Haiya Taro Yai Desh. Jare Dakho Tare Kaho. Krishna word. Because you have become Guru, you manufacture some ways and make. That is your self. If you are Guru, then you have to speak what Krishna has said. That is Guru. Guru does not manufacture anything. He is not Guru. That people are eager to be service to the fellow man, not to the animals. How much blind they are. You see, animals have to be sent to the slaughterhouse, and fellow man should be given help. This is the reason Narayan Sama. And what this poor animal Narayan has done? Because poor fundamentalists. And here it is said, that
both the animal and the people should be taken care of. Who is taking care of the animals? Hundreds and thousands of animals have been slaughtered daily. Hare Krishna. Who is taking care of them? How much lost sight is there?
To see the peace and comfort of his fellow man and the animals. The development of religious principles, economic development, and sense gratification can then be achieved without difficulty. Yes.
And they have written so many commentaries on the Bible.
Yeah.
And this is the first time we have used. Spoken. If somebody writes an ordinary book, one studies his life, his characters, and everything. The authors.
Yeah.
And these rascals will not study Krishna. And then comment upon Krishna. You see? Nobody is interested about the life of Krishna. For the author, there is hard case of life. But nobody writes Krishna's life. Is it? Nobody writes. Therefore, they are asking us, why do they touch of writing books? They are foolish people. Why they should attempt to write books and mislead others? That is our protest. Krishna's life into big, big problems. Yes, but they have not written even a page about Krishna's life. And writing comments on them. You see how much rest is there? Not even a page. Rather, they deny there is no Krishna. Let's see how much foolish they are, and they are writing comments on Bhagavad Gita. That is our regret. Now, how these rascals dare to write on Bhagavad Gita?
Yes. And
there is Kenya. It is a great opportunity for remembering God. Tatsen kampasukamikshamad. Yes. In this case, I should prefer the dangerous position so that you could remain with us.
Open the snake in the urethra.
The tiring is Krishna, Kala. Therefore, you can compare with snake. Mithu sarva haraska ham.
Kala means death. So, snake, beating a snake means death.
So that's what you can be called.
When Putana was taking baby Krishna on her lap, both Yashoda and Rohini were present.
Krishna shows by example.
Could that be a young cow or a mother cow?
Any cow.
Any cow. The child was completely washed with the urine of a cow, and the dust created by the hooves of the cow was thrown all over his body.
Kill Krishna, then all these questions doesn't come. Because he wants to kill the cows, and if he washes, Krishna is the supreme, then he has to accept this principle. Therefore, they want to kill Krishna.
So let's kill the cow.
instruct us on the importance of the cow. The Lord would smear it over with cow dung and wash with the urine of cow, sprinkled with the dust obtained by the walking of the cow.
Yeah. Come.
10 to 6.
No, I can. 5:30. At least 15.
How lucky both will be here and have school today.
The whole Psalm made his music. Time to have found us. Ambers full of music. The musical sound Sari Gama Pada.
Yes.
This is from Ambers.
Sunday.
Yes.
Is it possible to obtain technical materials of the theorem, the way of combining notes to make a music of Hare Krishna?
These are the symbolic Sari, Gama, Sarad, Rishabh, Gardha, like that.
Yes.
Different sounds.
Yes.